advisory for Florida, and it's urging the black community to avoid visiting or moving to the Sunshine State. According to the statement, the advisory comes in direct response to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis' quote, aggressive attempts to erase black history. And it calls Florida openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and the LGBTQ individuals.
NAACP is now telling the black community, the minorities, and the LGBTQ community to not visit or move to the state of Florida due to their openly aggressive and hostile policies regarding blacks, minorities, and LGBTQ. They are going to tell them, do not go there. Do not go there. It's not safe for you. Meanwhile, they are totally disregarding the fact that Chicago, New York, and the whole state of California is an absolute war zone for the minorities and the LGBTQ people. We won't look at that. That's a Democrat-run state. Illinois, New York, and California, those are Democrat-run. Those are safe places, even though Chicago is an absolute war zone. If you go there and make it out alive, you have literally just won The Price is Right. But Florida is Republican run. It is not safe for you. Dwayne Wade, Miami Heat star, basketball player, for those of you who don't know, made millions and millions and millions of dollars playing for the Miami Heat. Was a celebrity everywhere he went in that state. And then comes out and said, I never felt safe. My family and I, we never felt safe there. You arrogant, pompous socialist. Stop playing the party line. I get it. You're rich. People look up to you. People say, oh, Dwayne Wade's doesn't feel safe. Maybe we shouldn't go there. So the NAACP jumps right on board. This is an outright attack because Ron DeSantis is a Republican and he stands for the Constitution. If you can't see that, you're an idiot. Florida has its issues. Florida has some crazy people. I get that. But look at Chicago, look at New York, look at California. California, you can't go to San Francisco because it is a shithole, literally. There are homeless people crapping in the streets, defecating on other people's lawns, urinating on the sidewalk, living on the sidewalk. But it's okay. It's a good place to be. It's Nancy Pelosi's hometown district. What has Nancy done for San Francisco besides destroy it with the policies? What has Gavin Newsom done with California besides bankrupt it? We're going to talk about that real quick. I meant to talk about it last week, but we'll talk about it this week. This is racism. Listen, if you're white, you are a white supremacist Nazi racist. It doesn't matter that most of the white people in this country could care less about the color of your skin. We are above that, as most people are. Most people don't look at the color of your skin. Most people look at your character, which is how it should be. But the media and the left, all they want to do is perpetuate this racism. They are the ones that are the racists. But we are being labeled as racist just because of our skin tone. Wait a minute. Isn't that the definition of racism? You look at somebody at their skin tone and look down upon them, call them names? Listen, the Democrats make a living calling us white supremacist, racist Nazis. They're calling us racist. They're calling us racist while they're perpetuating the very definition of racism. But nobody wants to call them out. It's even the Republicans. Nobody wants to call them out. Here I am behind this microphone calling them out. Listen, Yes, I got a great following. I've got tens and thousands of listeners every week. I am forever grateful for my listeners that I have every week. You guys are amazing, and I thank you every single day for listening to me rant behind this microphone, doing what I love to do. But tens of thousands of people aren't going to change the world. It's when these tens and thousands of people start talking to other people, and those tens of thousands turn into hundreds of thousands and turn into millions of people. That's how a movement starts. And we as conservatives, as Republicans, and maybe even libertarians, we don't do that. It's the left, it's the Democrat, it's the socialists that do that. They're the ones that start the movements. The Republicans, conservative, libertarians, all they are content to do is just be like, well, golly, that kind of bothers me. That bothers me. Do something about it. Start making your voice heard. I'm constantly preaching every week. You've got to make a stand. When are we going to make a stand? Because the time frame to take back this country and save it from socialism is quickly diminishing. Even if we sweep the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2024, we still are not going to change what Joe Biden and his cohorts have done for the last 3 years. I'm not asking much. Find two friends that don't think like you, and make that point. Why are we called racist? Why are we called racist by the Democrats in the media when it's the Democrats in the media who continue to judge and call people white supremacists, racist Nazis, when they don't even know them? They are the racists. As you can tell, this is a hot topic for me because I'm tired of the race baiting by the left. That is all they know how to do is to divide people. They don't know how to unify people. They don't know how to legislate. They don't know how to run a country. They just know how to divide people. And I'm tired of it, as most of us are. By the way, welcome to the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host. My name is Tom Velasquez, always wearing the tinfoil hat. We're going to take a quick break. We've got so many stories I want to go through. I don't even know if I'm going to get through them all, but every single one of them concerns us all. So sit back, relax, open that mind. Again, you're listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
Try to ask you why, but you never say a thing. Once you hold me tight, I feel I'm gonna bleed. And even though your eyes will not talk about me, I feel like I have changed since you decide to leave. But once you hold me tight, hold me tight.
The 6th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days packed with the paranormal, Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. The world of the paranormal comes to life in Mid-Michigan for the 6th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. While you are there, you will learn about ghosts and all things paranormal. You'll learn about Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, psychic readings. There'll be intuition. You'll learn about witchcraft, tarot, mediums. You will learn about Michigan lore and its haunted history. You will have a chance to have private seances, gallery readings, oddities. You'll have all-day speakers, demonstrators, and presentations. There will be prizes, giveaways, and so much more. A one-day pass is $55. The two-day pass is only $100. Again, the 6th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention, now at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023. And when you get there, tell them you heard this on the Paranormal Patriot.
Hey, I wake up early morning, hit the block hard. I play with the bag, I be dumb and I'm a rock star. I know you ain't stupid, now don't turn me to a monster. It could go down, we outside for the cop cars, yeah. I wake up early morning, hit the block hard. I play with the bag, I be dumb and I'm a rock star. I know you ain't stupid, now don't turn me to a monster. It could go down, we outside for the cop cars, yeah. Hey, roll them up, smoke them like a rock star.
Alrighty, so last week I teased that I was going to talk about California and all their problems and never got to it. So I'm going to start the show, kind of start the show, with California, because what a mess. What an absolute mess. First off, you've got people leaving the state in mass exodus due to the policies, the taxes, and just California in general. It's a shithole. And I know people that live in California. Jay Miles, love you, Jay Miles. I got to get a hold of you. I've got uncle that lives in California, and everybody says it's kind of a shithole there. The farther south you go, the worse it gets. But it doesn't matter where you are in California, because you are still run by Democrats, and people are leaving the state in droves and taking their beliefs with them to the red states. They're leaving the red state or blue state and changing red states to blue, which makes absolutely no sense. It's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. If you leave the state because of the policies and go to the state that you live in, Texas, Nevada, Arizona, whatever, and you just vote the same policies that you voted in California, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, come on. Are people really that stupid? Because I'm really believing that they are now. And I'm looking at you bureaucrats in California. Listen, California right now is $25 billion in debt. And in their infinite wisdom, what did California just vote into place? I've heard anywhere from $620 to $800 billion. That's billion with a B. $800 billion in payments towards the black residents of California for reparations due to slavery. Now, I want you to do the math. California is already $25 billion in the hole. They just went ahead and voted through, we'll just go $620 billion. We'll go on the light side. $620 billion, $1.2 million for every black person in California. So therefore, if you are black in California, you just became a millionaire. Where is the logic in that? This is what we deal with on a daily basis here in America. For those of my international listeners, I don't care what you're dealing with there. This is the level of insanity. This is insanity land on this planet, is in America, and it centers in California. You're already $25 billion. You can't pay your bills. So what do? They add $620 billion onto the sheet to pay reparations for people who were never slaves. Never. They weren't slaves. Their mother and father weren't slaves. The majority of the people, their grandfathers weren't slaves. They don't know anybody that was a slave. But yet, to garner votes, and to show how much the Democrats of California care about the black people, they're going to give everybody $1.2 million. You can't make this up. You cannot make this up. This is happening. This is insanity. This is beyond insanity. I don't even think an English word exists for what is going on with this. Let's look at it this way. Your household, we'll just go $25,000 in debt. You are already in debt. $25,000, you cannot pay your bills. You are that far in debt. You have a $25,000 a year hole in your budget. You're falling behind on your payments. Things aren't getting paid. Do you go out and spend $100 million on something? You wouldn't fathom that. You wouldn't even think about that. No logical person would think, well, I can't pay my bills, but I'm going to go spend $100 million on this yacht. No, because we have common sense. Apparently, the bureaucrats in California have none. But then again, they don't care because it doesn't affect them at all. Not one bit. They're just loading it onto the people of California. So my question is, for all of you non-black people in California, how do you feel about that? How do you feel that your state is $25 billion in the hole, and now anybody that's black gets $1.2 billion? How about any of the white people whose ancestors fought in the Civil War against slavery that died in the Civil War? Where are their reparations? Do they get them? No, because odds are they were white, and they don't matter. The division, again, this whole thing revolves around the Democrats have no idea how to budget. They have no idea how to do anything but to divide the people. You divide the people. They're fighting against each other. You divert it. You divert attention away from the shit policies that the Democrats are enabling every day. It's a diversionary tactic, and they do it magnificently. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of the taxpayer. They don't care about you. This should prove to you that the Democrats do not give one iota of caring about the majority of the people in this country. They're pandering for votes. Doesn't matter if the state goes more in the red. We'll still be in power. So we can just spend more and more money. And that leads us to the next topic of the show, the debt ceiling. Oh, the debt ceiling. Don't let the Democrats scare you into thinking you're not going to get your Social Security check. Don't let the Democrats scare you into thinking we're done. That's it. America's done. First off, we have record tax revenues due to the Democrats' tax policies. Now, my question is, what are we doing with these record tax revenues? Because it sure as hell looks like you're giving it to the black people in California, plus you're giving it to Ukraine. Just my thinking. The government is not shutting down. We will still have money coming in, record money coming in. Don't let the Democrats scare you into thinking the world falls on its face. Now, will our standing as the world's reserve currency take a hit? Probably, if it hasn't already. I mean, there's countries left and right dropping us as the world reserve currency. And China is now calling up on these loans that are due, which makes me think that China is in a world of hurt economically, and they're not telling anybody because they're so open about their policies and how everything's going in their country. So China's starting to call out these countries saying, hey, we need our loan. We need our payment. So what's going on in China? But anyway, back to the issue at hand, which is America. Joe Biden refuses to even budget all. Listen, I'm telling you right now, the Democrats were banking on Kevin McCarthy not being able to pass a budget through the House. He did it. And the Democrats are like, oh no, what do we do now? It's got to go to the Senate. Well, they haven't even discussed it in the Senate. It took Joe Biden over 3 months to even begin to talk to Kevin McCarthy about a budget. Well, Kevin McCarthy's, the Democrats were banking on nothing happening. Well, Kevin McCarthy got it done. I'm not a big Kevin McCarthy fan, but I'll give kudos where they're due. Nice job, Kevin McCarthy. You got it done. Now it goes to the Democrat-controlled Senate. And what are they doing? They're sitting on their hands. Joe Biden refused to take a phone call and discuss the budget with Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans. For 3 months, from what I've heard and I've seen, the most optimistic forecast is we, quote unquote, run out of money June 28th. Most people say it's probably going to happen around the 1st of June. The first time that this would ever happen. And Joe Biden is leading the charge. And he refuses to negotiate. He will not have any spending cuts because he can't see where any spending cuts could be had. How about you stop giving billions of dollars to Ukraine? We've given multi-billion, hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine, and they're still getting their ass kicked by Russia. The media is telling us how horrible Russia's military is. If that's the case, They're getting billions and billions and hundreds of billions of dollars from the U.S. alone, not including all these other countries that are giving them money. I mean, hell, Zelensky's on a world tour asking for money. Where's it going? Because it sure as hell isn't going to the military. It's lining his damn pockets. It's a money laundering scheme. Nobody can see it. Maybe they can see it, but nobody wants to believe it. That's what's happening. Maybe we stop giving Ukraine hundreds of billions of dollars every month. That's a start. But for Joe Biden and the Democrats, it's a non-starter. We don't have money to stop spending. Everything we're spending needs to be spent. How about not hiring 88,000 additional IRS agents and arming them with AR weapons and all the ammunition to collect taxes? Because obviously a record tax revenue doesn't do anything because we're still in debt. And Biden's out there. Can you imagine? Listen, Joe Biden is in, I think he's back now, but he was just in Japan at the G7 Economic Conference. Can you imagine going there knowing that you would be the first president to default in American history? How does that make you feel? And what is he doing? He's blaming the Republicans. No, the Republicans, who have the majority in the House, passed a bill with some Democrats' support. Nothing's happened. It hasn't even been put up to a vote in the Senate. Don't tell me that the Democrats aren't hell-bent on destroying this country. This is what they want. They want a default. I'm so tired of you Democrats telling us, oh, the Republicans are out there screwing the country. All they care about is big business. Big business is what saves this country because it gives people jobs. It gives people hope. It gives people a future. Because if without the big business, even the small business, the mom and pop businesses that the Democrats want to lose and get rid of, without them, we won't have jobs. We're living off the government dime, and then the government has total control over everything we say and everything we do, because if we don't toe the government line, it's cut off. Social credit score, ladies and gentlemen. It's a vicious circle. It all comes together. This is the plan. 2030, Agenda 2030, everybody. It's not that hard to see if you just open your eyes. Open your damn eyes and think logically. Don't listen to what the media and the Democrats are telling you. Hell, don't even listen to what the Republicans tell you. Listen and think for yourself. You don't have, you could have a fifth grade education and figure this out. But some people are so damn blind that they're, irregardless of the facts, facts don't matter. Facts do not matter anymore. COVID taught us that. And speaking of COVID, do you remember when they forced the COVID vaccine on pregnant women saying it was safe and effective? This is despite having any long-term studies proving so. Well, the World Health Organization just came out and warned of an unusual surge of severe myocarditis in babies. What could that be from? There hasn't been anything like that before the COVID vaccine, but we have it now. I'll let you decide what the cause is. But the media will tell you, oh, that's just, there's nothing to do with that. Yeah, okay. Again, the anti-vaxxers, the dreaded anti-vaxxers, were right again. So anyway, back to the topic at hand. Joe Biden. Well, let's get this. Joe Biden has just announced this. Here's a good way to stop spending. But no, Joe Biden just wants to keep spending and spending and spending, even though we're absolutely broke. Listen to this.
And yesterday I announced that the United States plans to contribute another $250 million to the pandemic fund at the World Bank to make sure the world is better prepared to prevent, detect, and respond to future pandemics.
We're going to spend another $250 million for a pre-planned pandemic. You can't write this stuff, guys. This is a blockbuster Hollywood movie being written before our eyes. It's ridiculous. We have no money. We are going to be broke. Yes, we will still have tax revenue, but we're going to have to pay our bills. Social Security, which they think is an entitlement, which it's not an entitlement. That's mine and your money. But the Democrats say that's an entitlement. Whatever. That's still going to have to be paid. Medicare, Medicaid's all going to have to be paid. But yeah, we're just going to continue to spend money and blame it on the Republicans because they want to stop spending. We can't stop spending. Stop spending. Stop spending $250 million to the World Pandemic Fund. Stop spending $820 billion for reparations. Stop spending hundreds of billions of dollars for Ukraine. That's easy. There you go. Problem solved. Let Ukraine deal with it.
Oh, Tom, that's very horrible that you say that.
Sorry. This country comes first now. That's how it should be. We are in a world of hurt. We need to look out for ourselves. Because if we continue on this trend, we're going to be the ones that need the money. Well, we already are.
All right. Enough of that. I'm losing my mind. I got to calm down. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got to talk about the Durham report.
What a nightmare this is. This is an absolute joke. Welcome to the police state.
Sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
I left him in the summer, but I think I was wrong, cause I wondered all winter if we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more than just flowers in the spring. Wish I could take it back, think I said something I don't mean, cause seasons changing.
Have you thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and tell them W sent you.
When you lose your time, you think it will be enough. In a cage of your life, someday it will make you love. I can't deny that I would find a way to fight. My innocence is my defense.
Okay, John Durham has come out with his final analysis of the Russian dossier. And what did he find? Oh, the conspiracy theorists were right. It wasn't Donald Trump. It was all the Democrats and Hillary Clinton. And Barack Obama knew about it. And nothing's going to happen. Do you remember the procession that these idiots had? They were walking the fake Russian dossier impeachment papers through the halls of, I think they were walking through the halls of Congress. I want history to remember them as a parade of fools, and children in high school should be forever be tested on their names, because this is ridiculous. These idiots knew that this dossier was fake, and they paraded themselves through Congress, and they were impeaching this guy. Where is the treason? I keep bringing that up, but this is treasonous. The Durham report proved the FBI, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, and Barack Obama framed President Trump to win an election and destroy his first term after he won. If that's not treason, what is the definition of treason right now? John Durham concluded in his report that the FBI had no basis. They had nothing to go on, and actually found that this dossier was paid for. We knew this. We've been telling you this for years now, that this dossier was paid for and green-lighted by the Clinton campaign. Joe Biden knew about it. Barack Obama and the whole Democrat Party knew about this. And yet, how much money did they waste on impeaching this guy? Our money. I want that money back. I want that money back. This is total BS. I have two options for you. You give every taxpayer what they paid for your bogus claims that you knew were bogus, or you go to jail. Better yet, hang from a noose, but that's just my opinion. At least go to jail for treason. Throw away the key. You are an enemy of the state. You are an enemy of this country. It has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt. And the media doesn't say anything about it because they're complicit in it. And you may be hearing this for the first time, but the FBI shut down four criminal investigations into the Clintons months prior to the 2016 election. This is from OAN News. In the long-awaited report released by Special Counsel John Durham, it has been revealed that the FBI shut down four criminal investigations into Hillary and Bill Clinton prior to the 2016 presidential campaign. Additionally, the report showed that in 2016, three separate FBI field offices opened investigations into the Clinton Foundation for possible criminal activity. One of the investigations focused on a comment from journalist Peter Schweitzer in his 2015 book entitled Clinton Cash. The comment claimed that the Clinton charity was taking millions of dollars worth of donations from foreign governments who were trying to change U.S. foreign policy while Hillary was Secretary of State. That's treason. That is treason. That is an outright betrayal of your company, or your country. I'm sorry, I keep saying company. Of your country. Durham found that despite all of the investigations making progress, all of the cases were closed by senior officials. After Durham's report was released, former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, that rat fink, he came out and claimed that the report was never a legitimate investigation. He said, "We knew from the very beginning what exactly John Durham was going to conclude, and that's what we saw today. We knew from the very beginning that we never had a legitimate investigation. This was a political errand to exact some sort of retribution on Donald Trump's perceived enemies in the FBI." Stop! You got busted! You're making yourself look like an idiot, McCabe. You are part of this. You were the head of the FBI. The Justice Department in this country is corrupt to the core. Get them out! The problem is you have some good people in there, and they came and they are what we call whistleblowers. And they said their lives were destroyed by the FBI for coming forth. This is KGB! This is North Korea. This is Cuba. This is Venezuela tactics by the Democrats. This is what we have coming up. This is beyond infuriating to me, as you can tell. I am so pissed off. Nothing is going to happen. When is the media going to stand up and say, "I want my country back"? They're not, because they're paid for it. State-run propaganda. Mainstream media is state-run propaganda, and if you are not on that propaganda train, they are going to destroy you, just like the lives of these FBI agents, just like the lives of any true patriot who loves his country. I'm telling you now, if heads don't roll, something's got to happen. Something has got to happen, or else we've lost this country forever. This is a travesty of justice. Why these people are still walking the streets is beyond me. I'm going to end this show. I've got two clips I want to play for you. The first one is, was it LA? I can't remember what team it is. Phoenix Mercury. Yes, Phoenix Mercury. WNBA head coach Vanessa Nygaard. She was angry. Los Angeles didn't sell out the arena for Brittany Griner's return. She couldn't figure it out. Listen to what she had to say, and I'll give you my thoughts on this.
I mean, it was great, but, like, honestly, come on, L.A. Like, we didn't sell the arena for BG. Like, I expected more, you know, to be honest, right? Like, it was great, it was loud, but how was it not a sellout? How was it not a sellout?
Okay, there's two reasons why this game wasn't a sellout, and I don't want to offend any women that listen to the show, but let's be honest. It's the WNBA. There's not a lot of people that will pay money to go see the WNBA. And secondly, more importantly, it's Brittany Griner, who hated this country. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about Brittany Griner. She turned her back on this country, and then when times got hard and she was in a Russian jail, she's like, "Oh, my God, please help me. Please help me, America." Nobody cares.
She's a turncoat. That's my opinion. And now let's go to the last audio clip of this week. This would be our president making an ass out of himself, and that's putting it lightly, on the global stage at the G7 summit in Japan. Listen to this. There's a quiz afterwards that I guarantee you you're going to fail because this makes absolutely no sense. I guarantee you the world is looking at us going, they elected this guy? Ladies and gentlemen, we didn't elect this guy. He won by default. Listen to this and try and make sense out of what this jackass is saying.
And there's a lot of other, for example, the idea that we're, in terms of taxes, that they refused to. For example, I was able to balance the budget and pass everything from the global warming bill. Anyway, I was able to cut by $1.7 billion in the first 2 years the deficit that we were accumulating. And because I was able to say to it that the 55 corporations in America that made $400 billion, that they hit pay zero in tax. Zero.
If you can decipher that and make sense out of what this idiot said, you are much smarter than I am. I'm a smart guy. I'm not going to deny that. I don't claim to be the smartest guy in the room, but I know a little bit. I had no idea what this jackass just said. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. This is elder abuse. This guy should not be in public, let alone the president of our country. This guy should be in a retirement home or in a memory care facility. He's lost it. He ain't losing it. He's lost it. This is what the world sees when they look at America. Is this guy rambling, just starting a sentence and just, well, you know what I mean. No, I have no idea what you mean. I don't know what it's going to take for people to wake up. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I hope you enjoyed this show. Contact me at theparanormalpatriot@yahoo.com. I'll talk to you next week.
You can make me your scapegoat. You can call me a bastard if you like. I'll be locking up my door. And you can't walk inside.